Even the Word of God, you know what the Lord has dealt with me on this morning. I'm going to be a teaching. Jesus, if you noticed, I might break off into a little preach, but Jesus always, you found him teaching in the synagogue. He was teaching and he would be instructed. So right here in verse 3, and it says, no, in verse 1 of chapter 3 of Genesis, Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, if you'll help me. I'm real stuffed up this morning. Got sinus pressure. And the Bible says now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, God had said, he shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God had said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, yea, shall not surely die, but God doth not know that in the day that ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as God, knowing good and evil. Verse 6, and he said, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was not pleasant to the eye, and the tree to be desired to make one wise, she took the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Verse 7, and the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed some fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they had they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife had them hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou should not eat? And the man said, the woman whom thou givest to me with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, thou, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all the cattle, and above every beast of the field. And upon thy belly shalt thou go, and the dust shalt thou eat of the days of thy life. And I will put enmity, this is going to be the last verse, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Let's pray. Dear gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, I love you. Lord, I thank you for all the mothers here today. Lord, all the godly mothers, Lord, that has followed thee. Lord, that has raised your children in the admonition of the Lord. Lord, for them that are the desire, Lord, more of you. Lord, I pray today, Lord, that you'd anoint me. Lord, strengthen my voice, my mind. Lord, I rebuke every spirit of demonic power. Lord, that we fight this message. But Father, Lord, that we will lift you up, Lord, in Jesus' holy and righteous name. The church will say amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If I could get Brother Garfield to run to my office and get me a bottle of water. Get me a bottle of water. Praise the Lord. It's going to be all right. He's just having fun back there. I bought the day when I come in. I got a big hug from my baby back there. I can't remember what his name is. Cole. Cole, he doesn't even know who the pastor really is, I didn't think. But he left his mama and Rex for me, and it just made my day. He gave me a big hug, and then he turned right back around to his mom. He's like, that's all the loving you're going to get. It's Mama's Day, and I'm going back to my mama. But about right here, you know, in the garden, here we had a great tragedy. Adam and Eve both just partook of the fruit that God has forbidden them to take. And I thought there was a curse that was given that day. It's going on to the day. I know a lot of people would think that the curse was lifted, and that women ain't women no more, and men ain't men no more, and snakes don't crawl on the bellies. But the last one I killed was on his belly. Will somebody say amen?
Amen. Give me a little water up here. Clear my throat.
I get to thinking about how in this curse, what God had done right here, when he cursed the snake, you know, he said, above all the cattle. So I have to think that at one time the serpent was stood up on all of his legs, you know, just like the rest of the cattle in the field.
Yeah.
Because he said amongst the cattle, he said, I'm going to curse thee, and you're going to be on your belly. And then he looked at the woman. He said, I'm going to curse you. You're going to give birth. And your seed is going to crush the seed of the devil. You're going to crush his head. I'm giving you an important position in his family, in his home. Won't you stay with me a little bit? I'm going to get down to some things you know, maybe some things you don't know. But right here, he tells the woman, he says, you know what? Your seed is going to bruise his head, all right? It's going to be because your seed, and we all know that Jesus Christ was the seed. Will somebody say amen?
Amen.
And what a great position that he put the woman in. He said, I'm going to give you something. I'm going to give you a lot of authority. And he said, what I'm going to give you is a lot of responsibility.
Right.
And this responsibility is going to be great for you all the days of your life.
Yes.
And I thought ever since that day, the devil has tried to change the Word of God. If he could just get that woman to step out of the place of being a mother. Come on, if he could just get that woman a stepping out of the place that God had put her in. He knew that the woman would fail in her life. And that she would live in misery and that her children, come on, would not be calling her blessed. Come on, I said her children would not be calling her blessed. If you read Proverbs chapter 31, the Bible says a virtuous woman said her children will be calling her blessed and her husband will be calling her blessed. But I thought in the hour that we live in, there's a lot of women that has just been, you know, a lot of them, they've given birth, but that's about as far as it goes.
Amen.
I said about as far as it goes, it's not being a mother.
Right.
The word mother, if you look it up, the word mother is to give life. It ain't just to give life in that one part, it's to continually to give life. Will somebody say amen?
Amen.
You say, how can I continually to give life? When you're nursing that child, when you're teaching that child about Jesus, in the ways of God, you're giving that child life. But mamas, if you're not teaching that child the ways of God, you're bringing death upon your child. Now I'm just going to get into your face and to your ear today. If you're not teaching that baby the ways of God, that baby's just will have destruction. It will be on your hands. You listen to me today. That woman was put into the driver's seat. Come on, you could say she's the farmer on the farm. She might not be the tractor, she might not be the seed, but she's the one that gets everything a turning.
Right.
Come on, she's the driver when you get into the car. And she's the driver of that family. Will somebody say amen?
Amen.
I know some of y'all looked at me crazy right now, but what he did, he even said that woman would be saved in childbearing. What was he saying? That woman, as she gives life and continuously to give life, this is the way she will be saved. Come on, I said this will be the way she can be saved. I know women today that are miserable. They're getting higher on drugs and because their children is grown up and they turn into something that they despise, something that they're embarrassed them. Y'all hear me today?
Mom.
Come on now. I'm just going to get right down to you. We've raised a generation that don't know how to be a mother.
Right.
Come on. I said we've raised a generation that don't know how to be a mother.
Right.
A mother ain't going to be a daughter's best friend. Ain't going to be a son's best friend. But she's going to be their mother. If you're trying to be your daughter's best friend and your son's best friend, that they've turned the little babies into monsters.
Right.
Come on,
I said they've turned their babies into monsters. I'm just going to, you know, I'm live on Facebook today, but I've got an aunt that's laying right now at the point of death. And she's, I believe she's in her 90s, but she's raised a monster. Come on, I said she's raised a monster. Because she always pitied that one. She always pitied that baby and always give that baby everything it wanted. Oh, man, when the preacher would preach and hurt that baby's feelings, she would jump from church to church today. Come on. And she would, here the woman's almost 60 years old, and she's still hooked on, come on, every drug there is, losing everything that can be lost. And that child has brought shame to that mother.
Mom. Yes, sir.
Come on now, listen to me this morning. I said that child has brought shame to his mother.
That's right.
I remember when I used to go to school, if you was bad in school, they would tell you, they say, you're a reflection of the way your mother is. You're a reflection of what's going on at home. And that would shame us. We didn't want to hear that. Well, because if we was acting bad and we was acting up, we knew that we was bringing shame to our mother. We was bringing shame to our father. And when mama would find out about it, try not to preach this morning. Praise the Lord. Give me a little more mic. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There you go. There you go. It's coming on up. I thought growing up, my mama, she didn't care to get in my business. Come on. I know mothers that they just don't care to get in your business. I've been watching over the last little while. I've got Sister Misty. I've got about 5 or 6 hens out there. That's all I've got left. Every year I give a hen, I get a bunch of babies, and I will take that hen and I will give her and her babies away. But over the last 2 years, I've not had the time to catch them up. And so I've got 5 hens out there. But Brother Lewis, I've got 1 hen out of them 5 hens that raises every baby that she hatches. Y'all listen to me. That hen will raise every baby that she hatches. She don't only set on them for 3 weeks. She don't only set on them for 21 days. But after that, she stays with them babies.
Yes.
And she makes sure that the enemy don't come against them babies. And I thought I've got 4 other hens out there. And one of them other day, she hatched off 18 babies. Come on, I said she hatched off 18 babies. And she had all 18 of them just running around out there. And I thought it was a few days later, she only had 10 babies. Come on now. I thought she only had 10 babies. And I thought yesterday, when I seen her again, she only had 2 babies. It's because she was letting everything come around and steal her babies. Come on. She wasn't willing to stand in between them babies and death. I would be to God this morning that we have some godly mothers that would stand in between your babies in hell. They say, you can't have my babies. Oh, come on.
Come on.
I've got that one hen out there. She's the mother of them other 4 hens. And you get, I watch them dogs. It don't matter how big that dog is. Them dogs or anything comes near her babies, Brother David, they've got that hen to whip. If a cat comes near them, they got that hen to whip. That hen will stand up in between them babies and death and say, you know what, you can't have my babies. I bore these babies.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, they're my babies. Oh. And you can't have my babies. I would be a God this morning that we have some mothers. It's okay if you hurt somebody's feelings every once in a while. If you're standing up for the life that God has put in you, God has given you responsibility over it. It says, regardless of what this world does, God give you this life.
Yes.
And I want to stand up for it. And devil, you can't have my babies.
Yes.
Come on.
The father of the night, little Cole was out there. He was out there in the playground and he fell off a swing. And the children brought him in. And they told his mama, said, he fell off the swing out there, but he's okay. She said, we're going to stay in here now. Come on. You say, what does this have to do with God? We got people that don't care about the life that God has given them.
Amen.
That child that God has given you, He's given you the responsibility to give life to it.
Right.
How do we give life to them? We protect them from the enemy. Oh, we teach them about the Word of God. And come on, how to survive by the Word of God. Oh, and how to face the enemy. How to answer the enemy. How to tell the enemy no.
Come on.
But we live in a society. In a liberal society.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
It says you hurt my feelings. Yeah. Lord, I had a preacher this week told me I hurt his feelings.
Sister Sandy, I had a preacher this week tell me I hurt his feelings.
I want to tell him, you big baby. You big baby. I hurt your feelings. I hurt your feelings. Is that how it is? We're just going to quit being friends because I hurt your feelings.
Come on. Come on.
That's why everybody gives up and quits.
Yes, yes.
Now they come here, sweetheart. I love her, and her mother loves her. But I made this baby cry many times. I have hurt her feelings. Her mother has hurt her feelings. Some of the things we asked of her, you know, while the other girls are doing it. I won't be able to fit in.
Well, we weren't interested in her fitting in.
Right.
We was interested in her living.
Right.
In having a good life.
Amen.
Come on. I ain't going to buddy up to her. To allow her and outlet in. And her mother's not buddy up to her. To let her go out there. And every time she got her feelings hurt, run off.
Right.
Come on.
Come on.
We've got a generation that cannot take absolutely no rebuke.
Right.
Sister Misty, listen, and I'm not trying to embarrass my wife, but when my wife said, no more children,
I said, yes, we've got to have me a daughter. I want a daughter.
I want a daughter. Is there anything wrong with that? No, no, no. I want that daughter. Brother Lewis, I want a daughter. But when God gave her back to me, first thing I was sort of doing, I noticed I started giving her back to the world. You ever notice you give God something? Some of us, we give our children to God, right?
Right.
Ladies, I pray that you give your children to God.
Right.
But it ain't just a one-day thing that you give to God.
Exactly.
You have to give that baby to God every day.
Come on.
Every day.
Every day.
Come on.
And I thought one day I was out, and Nellie was going to have emergency surgery.
She don't even know this. She's right here in Morton County. We just moved here to Morton County. We're trying to fit in, you know what I mean? We done got involved in everything, you know. We just going to fit in. You got to fit in to, you know, make money and make friends. And we're going to fit in. So, Mama, let's get in here. Let's fit in with everybody. Let's become somebody in Morgan County. Now, little girl, my daughter, she falls down sick. And they're about to rush her from Morgan Memorial to Athens. And out there in that emergency parking lot, I went out there and I bowed to God that I was going to give her back to him.
Right. Right. Yes.
Come on. I bow to God. If you don't get her through this, and you won't let her have to go through this, I'm going to give her back to him.
Right.
Well, Lucy, it was just a few minutes. That they had found that they was going to have to do emergency surgery disappeared.
Yes.
Come on.
Mothers have responsibility. That's why the devil fights you harder than he fights us.
I'm going to get in trouble today.
See, God has a place for you. It ain't our place. In our place, it ain't your place. But when you get into the place that God wants you to be, He's trusted you with life. He's given you something, Sister Janie, that He's never given Ben. So Ben don't know how to pray for life. He don't know how to give life but all the way Sister Janie does. God has given a woman such a responsibility of life that the devil, he will fight her and he will tell them things like this. They think that you're not as good as a man.
You can't do everything a man can do.
Come on.
Newsflash. Y'all ladies, listen to me.
You cannot do everything I can do.
Amen.
A woman can't do everything a man can. Guess what?
We can't do everything you can do.
That's right.
Come on.
You can't do everything we can do, and I can't do everything you can.
Right.
Because God designed women to be women, and He designed men to be men.
Amen.
But we live in a time. Even the religious people, they don't got this little triangle thing on the husband and wife. Don't y'all believe that garbage?
Here it goes right here. Ain't got the time to get into that whole thing, but I could teach on that for a day. This is how the world. Y'all stay with me. See, man and woman right here. This looks good. Man and woman this in. And as they go up, they meet God. Y'all seen that? Y'all know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah.
It's not right, Jesus.
Come on.
You want to try that in your home?
Mama, Daddy, you try that in your home, you ain't going to have much marriage not long.
Right.
See, God put him to be the head over the woman. According to Scripture. Does that make him better than her? No.
That means that he's to provide for her. That means he's to take care of her. Protect her.
She's the one that gives life. She's the one that raises the children. She's the one that gives instructions.
Come on.
I thought many times I'd come in and I'd get in trouble with Mom.
She'd say, wait till your dad got home. Mom would whip me first, Brother David. And then when Daddy got home, Daddy finished it. I thought as we would raise our children, they didn't ask Mama one thing and ask Daddy and ask them the same question. Because if Mama said no, they better not have come and asked me. Because somebody was getting a whipping.
Come on.
Y'all hear me this morning?
We got such things out of whack in the church house, in our homes, that we made Mom and Dad equal.
Come on.
Come on. Boy, this is a hard subject to talk about.
Come on, preach. Come on.
It's for the Word of God. Come on.
Come on.
Mom and Daddy, you can't be equal in your home and raise your home the way God instructed it to. You will not give life to your children while you're in competition with your husband.
Come on.
Somebody says, well, what if I'm not married? Then you're with God. Come on. God will be your husband.
Come on.
Ladies, let me make this clear. If you're not married, God is your husband. He said, I'll be a husband. He said, I'll be a wife. Come on. I'll be a child, a brother. Come on. I'm talking to you married women right now. If you're a husband, you're married to your husband and you're living in a house with him, you're to be up under subjection to him. Because if you're not up under subjection to him, your children will not be up under subjection to you.
Mom.
The attitude you give your husband will be the same attitude your woman, your children give that mama. It will. It's an umbrella. Bible said, God's the head over Christ. Christ is the head over man. And man's the head over woman. If we do not instruct our homes, we're living no different from the world's living.
That's right.
You listen to me. Mothers, you can give life to obeying the Word of God. If you're fighting your husband, you're going to bring death to your home. You're going to bring death to your marriage. You're going to bring death to your children. You hear me? This, I know this ain't going to make you shout this morning, but this is the ways of God. The ways of the world. We've seen how the world does things. The world, what we do, we have children in the world. We give birth to children and then we pay somebody else to raise them. I said we give birth to children and then we pay somebody else to raise them. We don't teach them how to live like God or be like God. God is no longer their hero. It's some sports fanatic.
Come on.
I don't even, brother, you don't have to help me here. Who's one of the big football players?
Commercial Walker.
Herschel. See, that shows you I don't know.
Herschel Walker. Lord have mercy. We're trying to raise generations of Herschel Walker. We want the next Herschel Walker, but we don't want the next Jesus.
Come on.
We want the big next gymnastics person. We want the next big baseball player. But we don't want the next Jesus.
Amen. I'm going to preach to you. You're right.
Come on. We're so interested in somebody pulling one of our children, making it so big, maybe it might be being a lawyer. If you're more interested in your baby being a lawyer than being a Christ-like, you're not giving that baby life.
Come on.
Listen to me. This ain't Papa preaching. But I can prophesy to all of you this morning.
If you do not follow these instructions today, if you do not follow these instructions today, God's going to laugh at your calamity.
Yes, sir.
It don't matter if you walk out this door, you can make fun of this preacher today. You listen to me. You can make fun of this preacher today and say that preacher's done fell off his rocker. But there's a judgment day coming.
Yes.
And the Bible said, thou shalt not have no other gods before thee.
Yes.
The Bible said, thou shalt not have no other gods before thee. And when we're teaching our children more about the world than we are Christ, shame on you, mama.
Come on.
Shame on you, mama. You can blame it on the school system. You'll blame it on the neighbors. You'll blame it on your neighborhood. But if that child don't raise up on to be a Christian, mama, it's your fault.
Preach.
Yes, it is.
Mama, it's your fault. You say, well, what if my baby's already saved? You know what? You can steal it. Get in there. You can pray. And you can ask God to save that baby with an earnest prayer. And God will answer that prayer.
Come on.
We don't like to think that end times are coming. But they're here. We're looking at war. They're beheading Christians. They're killing Christians by the day.
And it's okay because it's not here. It's not here. If I was to ask you today, how many of you would lay your head on a chopping block?
Come
on. Now go, y'all listen to me. They're over there to cut people's
heads off. Because these people that are getting their heads cut off saying, you know what? I will not denounce Christ.
Come on, preach.
I will not denounce Christ. Because some mother somewhere raised them children to become adults. And they taught them of Christ as they was a child. But they would have never been able to do that.
There's some today that would say, I will not denounce him. I will lay my hand on the chopping block. But you can't even live right now.
Come on.
You can't even make it between here and Walmart without sinning or doing something you ain't supposed to.
Come on.
And I'm going to lay my hand down on the chopping block. Come on. I'm going to live for Jesus. I'm a born again Christian, Rob Lewis. And I will not denounce Christ.
Come on.
If it ain't in your heart, you're not going to do it anyway.
Right, amen.
I said, if it ain't in your heart, you're going to do it anyway.
Come on.
Mothers, you've got a great responsibility. To teach your babies, you are the greatest influence that child will ever have.
Come on, preacher.
You be responsible, sister. Giving Charlie life or letting her grow up to be a heathen and go to hell. I'll tell you something about some of your mamas today. Some of you will be in a position you're in today. And you had godly mothers. Oh, my mama's godly.
Come on.
I watched her pray and she did this and that. I don't know how everybody turned out to be a heathen. I don't believe that.
Come on.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I do not believe that. And I'm making a lot of people mad right now. Not just in this house, but across this nation. Sister, it don't work like that. And make the Bible out of a liar. And make the Bible completely out of a liar. Bible said, for God is not mocked. Whatever you reap, you sow it.
Yes, sir.
Them things that's happening in your home was on you. Why do we want to play around? Why do we want to play around? Why do we want to act like things are just going to happen to us anyway? No, that's just not the way it's going. You're responsible for it. Why do we keep passing the buck? You know, there's judgment day. Sister, you got five children, and you're every one of them's going to go to judgment day. And she said, I hurt her feelings today. You know what's really going to hurt your feelings? If your babies don't make it. Your babies don't make it, that's going to be really, really sad. And you know what he's going to say? Cast them out of the outer darkness where they'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth, and there ain't going to be nothing you can do about it. There's something we can do about it today.
Come on.
The Bible says, work whilst day, because night cometh when no man works.
Yes.
No way we do that. Well, preacher, you know, he hurts my feelings. You know what? I'd rather hurt your feelings and keep you and your babies out of hell than to let you be okay with me and die and go to hell. I couldn't imagine on judgment day.
Right.
Sitting there, knowing they sat up under me. They sat in the church house, and I had every chance in the world to warn them, Sister Tabitha.
Right.
To warn them.
Amen.
And to tell them, you are responsible for life.
Right.
Come here, Penelope. I'm warning her. I get around Penelope and I warn her. And I make a lot of people mad. Because I warn her. But I already know there's people that's going to try to deceive her and deceive her. I already know. There's no people that says they love her. But if they really loved her, they would tell her the truth.
Right.
People that lie to you don't love you.
That's right.
I said people that lie to you don't love you. You know, they will arrest you now if they catch you. If you've got the AIDS and you're sleeping around, you got sexual transmitted diseases, and you're sleeping with people, giving it to them, you know they will arrest you.
Amen.
I would be to God, they'd arrest every false preacher out there that's telling you you're going to be okay. You can just go on and do what you want. Just give me your body.
Come on.
I can imagine this right here. This is my first grandbaby. But I'm not her friend. I picked that quite often, though. And I tease her about being a boy. And I tell her, you don't want to dress like a boy. You don't look like a boy.
That's right.
Preacher, why would you do that? Because I want to put such a fear in her that nobody can persuade her to do things against God. There's a lack of fear of God. Lord, we can preach as hard as we can preach against hell every day. Preach about hell, and we laugh. It's funny. Come on, it's just funny, all. He's on another rampage. Come on. I'm so sick and tired of hearing him. There he goes on sports again. Come on, I know. I know!
Amen.
There's something wrong when we prefer everything over God.
Come on.
God ain't going to fit to you. You're going to have to fit to God.
Come on.
This baby is precious. She is. She's precious. She might not be that precious to y'all, but I love her. I love my children. I love y'all. And yes, sometimes I hurt her feelings. Not just to be mean to her, but because I know there's somebody out there that's going to try to seduce her and try to hook them off and try to take her soul to hell.
Come on.
There's people out there, they don't care. They don't care. They don't care. They absolutely don't care. They don't care. They're being deceived into being deceptive to. Jesus ain't never going to come back. They've been saying this for 2,000 years. And he ain't come back. And the Bible said that they would start saying, oh, he's delayed his coming. And they'd start mocking us and they'd start talking about us. Oh, he's coming. Oh, yeah. Scott Brown, he's coming. I stay on Scott. Man, I stay on Scott. He just keeps coming back. Somebody had a dream about him. Two nights ago, Scott got killed. And I believe they told me that I was at Scott's funeral. And I was running people away. Bad people. Mamas, if we love our babies, we got to stand between them and heaven.
Right.
Sit down. Sister Jessica, there ain't going to be nobody that's going to stand up for your baby the way you will stand up.
Right.
God gave you that precious life. That's your precious baby. It's your responsibility. And it's always going to be your responsibility to be that child's mother. I don't care if he's 40, 50, 60 years old. It's her responsibility to be that child's mother.
Right.
Not wait and say, oh, baby, it's going to be okay. You just keep doing them things. You know what? And here I hear people all the time, well, you know, nobody's child's never bad.
Right.
Oh, you're mistreated. And teachers just don't understand you. Yeah, you're picked on. You've been picked on every year. Well, what are you doing? You're destroying that child.
Sin.
Don't you take up for your child up a teacher. You go behind closed doors with that teacher and you sit down and you have a talk with that teacher. Come on. Don't enable your child to learn. Don't enable for them to respect the authority.
Come on.
It's the authority that protects them. Come on, listen to me. It's the authority that protects them.
That's right.
Don't think, you know, a lot of people, they say, oh, I hate cops. I hate police officers. You take them away from us. Take them away from us tonight. And half of us wouldn't be alive.
That's right.
I said half of us wouldn't be alive.
Right.
Either you would be doing something bad or the bad would get you.
That's right.
She wants to take God out of it.
Right.
Could you imagine the world we're living in? We've already got God here. He's given us time and He's given us a space to repent.
Right.
We can take this message today and we can blow it off, walk out these doors, get mad, stuck in your foot. You know who's going to pay for it? You are. You listen to me today. He said, hey, I'm talking to all you mothers. Talking to my mother. I've told her over and over and over. I said, if you love my brothers, you love their grandchildren, you'll warn them of hell.
Amen.
Come on.
I don't care if they do get mad at you, won't talk to you.
Right.
Warn them.
Right.
Warn them. We're running out of time. Warn them.
Come on.
I got friends, but, you know, if I talk to them about Jesus or tell them they need to get saved, they won't hang out with me anymore. You don't need to be around them.
Right.
That's right.
Come on.
Right.
Mamas, do you realize the responsibility and the great honor? Do we have any idea what an honor it is to be a mother? Sister Jessica's been with us a short time. A very short time. But I've seen God grow her. And God start dealing with her. I remember not long ago, I'm going to tell you something, I'm going to make you mad right now. I might blow you up a little bit, but you didn't care for your son. She needed him, but she didn't care for him. There's a difference.
Yeah.
Pity's not love.
No, sir.
Some of you try to make your children into something they're not going to be. Listen to me, they're not going to be. They're not going to be. The only way for them to be great is going to be in God.
Amen.
And I thought she'd come, got in the church, got in these altars, got to praying. Things got rough at home. Some of our friends befriended her. Someone was making fun of her. Yet she got the love of God within her. This is what makes mama mama. Mama can't be a mama without God in her.
Amen.
You hear me? A woman that's got God in her have true love for her children. And I thought she got the pressing in the morning. And also got the noticing that she was fussing over folks that didn't come to church or at mass or something. She being that mama hen, you know. It's what mamas do. She's not the only one. There's a lot of godly mamas here. Don't let the enemy steal you of the biggest blessing that God has given you. God has given you life. He thought something of you to give you life. Don't let the devil steal the joy. Don't let the devil steal the very thing that God has created and given to you. And the great responsibility. What greater responsibility this morning? What great responsibility is there in giving life? I'll tell you what a mother does. A mother continuously gives life. It ain't just that thing in the delivery room. But it's day after day after day. Comes at the end of all those. Day after day after day. I've seen some of the mothers who lay there and go start calling names out and started fighting for that life that God gave them.
Come on.
Come on. Mamas. These men are going to get their chance. I'm going to be preaching them and it's going to be a lot rougher than this. God is giving you something so special. Don't give up on God. We have such a great opportunity to make a difference in our town. Sister Misty, I've been watching some strange kids a lot of Dutch, you know. I thought Brother Lewis this morning, he brought them two boys in here to pray. And they was tired.
Y'all looked.
Don't let the enemy, if I could plead with anybody this morning, don't let the enemy steal your life. Don't let him steal your babies. I commission every woman in here, Sister Les,
She'd been with us for 5 years, but she always be bringing Sister Bianca. What she's doing, she's giving life to her. Don't let the enemy rob you of that. Some of us still has children out there that are lost right now. Don't let the enemy convince you that it's too late.
Mom.
A woman, she can weep and pray when a man gives up. A woman knows how to endure. She knows how to go through labor. She's got more self-will than a man.
Woman, that's the truth.
Man.
You know, I don't want to be up in here, but you know what, man? It's killing more of our men right now than it is women in this town across the United States. A woman's body's built to reproduce blood. I don't need to get no details. She goes through a menstrual cycle once a month. She's built to keep building blood. A man's not. Brother Lewis, it was telling me a month ago that this man, what it does, it kills these guys before they even know it. It kills all the blood in them. They ain't got no blood to continue on. What it does, it destroys all the blood. The blood will start clotting. Listen to me. Because they start losing blood, the blood will start clotting. And when that blood clots, it will go into the heart and into the lungs. It will destroy them and will kill them. God made that woman strong. The devil that day thought, you know what, I'm getting the best of me.